And it's time for Let's Talk. Time for Let's Talk, brought home to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. Dan Agnew, Mayor Grinnell, joins us this morning.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
You got to vouch for me. It is really me, even though it doesn't sound much like me.
That's right. Okay. Well, I thought this was
not
a...
Not the flu. I've had my shots.
Have you had your shots?
Had my shots.
How long ago did you get them?
A month ago, maybe.
Okay. So you've had plenty of time to build up the antibodies.
Yeah. But Mother Nature and cold caught me here a week ago, and it settled in my throat.
Dan.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Running around with your mouth open, that's what happens.
Yeah, well, that's very common for me, you know.
Well, we'll go easy on you this morning.
Oh, I appreciate it.
I got to ask you.
Yes, sir.
This is not on the agenda. This has nothing to
do
with
anything.
Oh, sure.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
But what's up with the water department? And because they did, you know, the weather station, you know, the official weather station at the water department, and yet all their equipment is down and will be, they say, till like spring. What's up with that? You any idea?
I have absolutely no idea.
Look into that, Batman, will you?
I'll check in. Let me make a note of that.
Yeah, okay.
Check in for Tim.
That's right. All right.
When you have time.
That's right. Yeah, when you have nothing better to do. You had a meeting last night.
We did. We had a good meeting last night. Went relatively quick. Most of the heavy lifting, of course, went on in the committee meetings. There's a lot, several items of discussion, which are always good to get those out in the committee meetings. And then when it comes to the full council meeting, we can move right along with them. So
That's why it's important. If you want to see what really gets done, is that those committee meetings are
very
which are right before the council meeting, right?
The earliest one is at 7 a.m. The finance committee meets at 7 a.m. because there are times that they run a little long, so they meet at 7. Then the regular committees start meeting at 4:45.
Okay.
4:45, 5:30, and 6:15.
So, not a lot of sexy stuff on there.
No, we approved 10th Avenue Place for their luminaries. I think that's December 21st that evening. They have their annual luminaries. They've been doing that for quite a few years now. So, approved that. That was important to get that done, you know.
But you also, did you adopt the capital improvement plan?
We did adopt that, and I'm not going to sit here and try to explain any of that to you or to anybody else. It's about 83 pages long. Go to the Grinnell City website, and you can read through the whole thing and spend as much time perusing through it as you want.
So, you can. Yeah. It's interesting to see the process and what's planned for when and down the road, as far as streets and...
Yeah,
street improvements and other things.
Yeah. The good news is we're in a position financially, and with the aquatic center being done, the public safety building, the library finishing up, and even the park getting, we're going to have some money to be able to do some of these non-sexy things that have to be done: sewer lines, water lines, streets, sidewalks, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah. Yeah, that's the good news. We're going to start seeing some more improvements in those areas. The bad news is that means more streets will be shut down, and there'll be other problems we'll face, but it's all improvement.
But you mentioned sidewalks. You talked about sidewalk and putting sidewalks in at key locations.
Yes. It's been the objective of the city for several years now to put a certain amount of money forward for all public areas that the city has or is responsible for, to put in sidewalks where there have not been sidewalks. Years ago, back in the 60s and 70s, even though sidewalks generally were required, a lot of developments were waived to have sidewalks, and that's why a lot of the areas up in the northern part of Grinnell, the northwest part, don't have sidewalks. But we want to get our sidewalks done first. We've worked with the college. They've done an excellent job of getting all of their sidewalks. They're perfect. The school system to get sidewalks so kids coming to school don't have to walk in the street, making the connecting sidewalks where you might have a sidewalk for two blocks and then you've got a block where you don't have a sidewalk on that side or either side, and then you pick up a sidewalk. So trying to get those completed first, and then we'll probably start working into the either the downtown and or push out from downtown into the residential area to talk to people who maybe need to replace their sidewalk.
Ongoing, and it's nothing that can't be solved with just some throwing money at
it,
right?
Yep, throw some money at it. And that was one of the discussions, too, is, you know, in Grinnell, the property owners are responsible for their own sidewalks. Now, when we tear up a street and replace the street, we, the city, pay for the sidewalk as well. But if it's just a matter of needing to replace a sidewalk as we move this process, we talked last night, maybe there's some financial incentive, whether it's a cost share when people have to replace a whole sidewalk.
Okay. You also, a couple of things, Public Works and Grounds discussed the 11th Avenue extension rebuild.
Yeah, the county, Pauci County is going to rebuild 11th Avenue from Sunset Street all the way out to the county line. Now, that's about a mile and a half. And since the city really goes the first several hundred yards, the county said, would you like to be part of this? We said, yes, we'll pay for our share of that first several hundred yards of that rebuild. County will take care of all the design work. They'll take care of all the work itself. We just will be billed for our fair share for those, like I say, past the high school.
That's not going to affect anything with the bike path running out there, is it?
No, the bike path is in great shape. No, it won't affect that at all.
Okay.
Won't affect that at all. Yeah. All right. Yeah. No, we did that. Hey, one of the other things I should mention to you, too, excuse me, it came out from the Finance Committee, is also on the website getting our budget ready for next fiscal year. There are some dates. They're tentative at this point, but the meeting with all the department heads with the Finance Committee to go over those budgets will start in January. I think it's the week of January 14th, 15th, 16th. And then we have a schedule there for when the tax rate will be, when there'll be a hearing for the tax rate for the final budget, and then it has to be submitted by March 31st. So might go on online, and you can check and see what those dates are. Again, they're tentative, but I think it starts in January 14th.
We're talking with the crunky mayor,
yes,
Dan
thank you
Agnew,
very much.
This morning on Let's Talk. We'll talk some more. We'll give his voice a rest. We'll come back and talk some more right after this.
Let's talk about Mayflower Community just south of downtown Grinnell. You choose the way you want to live in the Mayflower community, with options to suit individual lifestyles and income levels. You can enjoy the living you've earned. There are many choices for independent living, including affordable campus apartments. There are patio homes and the Water Tower Square apartments. The hardest choice at Mayflower community is when and where to eat. Whether the dining room or the bistro, there's daily dining with an open menu. There's catering, there are special meals, and holiday meals to share with family and friends. Mayflower Community features a health center, rehab care, and assisted living. The Mayflower Community invites you to take a tour of the campus on Broad Street in Grinnell. Call 641-236-6151 or browse Mayflower Grinnell. Mayflower Community in Grinnell, a place to call home.
Back on Let's Talk, talking with Grinnell Mayor Dan Agnew. A couple of other things. First of all, let's talk recycling real quick.
Sure. Want to talk recycling?
Yeah.
Me?
How's
that
going? How's we recycled you already.
Yeah, I know.
We voted you back in. How about the recycling drop-off?
It's going well. It's going well. The first month or so that we went away from residential curbside pickup, it really dropped off hard. But there were a couple things that also happened at the same time. Glass suddenly wasn't recyclable. That went into garbage. Plastics 3 through 7 went into garbage. It was no longer recyclable. But we're back up to probably about half of what we were picking up when we were doing the actual pickup of curbside recycling. So, the tonnage is back up, like I say, about half.
Okay.
Long-range future for recycling. It seems like maybe it's stabilized for what people will take and what they won't take, but I don't see a real increase in the future of saying, oh, boy, we can get back to recycling what it was before.
Till the markets open up.
That's it.
Yeah.
And it's a worldwide market now, and you see it all the time.
A couple of other things talking about possibility of some public parking downtown.
Yeah, the Alliant Energy building, the headquarters, of course, they've moved everything south of town to the new headquarters out there, and they are going to take down their building and potentially gravel that area in, because eventually they will probably build out that substation that's right there and take up more of that space. But that could be 5 to 10 years. So they're just going to gravel it in. And so we were talking last night about approaching them to see if they would allow the city to use that as a public parking area for people who live downtown and need a place to park, or long-term parking, you know, where you can't park overnight necessarily in certain areas downtown in the wintertime or anytime. But they could have, you know, park there for 2 or 3 days if somebody needed to leave a car down there.
Okay. And also, there's something else I wanted to ask you about. Just to go back to, because we talked about it last time you were here, about the no parking on Blakely Circle out there.
Yeah, we had a discussion again last night. Craig Schultz came and we did a survey. We used our police department to kind of do a survey of how many trucks are parked there and when they're parked there. It's very, very inconsistent, and it's a very low usage. So, again, we're going to do a little more study. I would say it's not really in the council's pocket to pull out a no parking sign and stick it out there. If there's another way of doing it, maybe widening the shoulder with some gravel. Craig said that they are looking at their own driveway there and have an engineer looking at maybe widening it so that the arc, when the trucks come through, they can swing through there. So we're all going to do a little more study of this before we jump on some decision.
The airport, looks like all the work's completed out there. As far as I can tell, it looks like they're clearing up and cleaning up, and they're done for this phase of it anyway.
They are pretty close to being done. As a matter of fact, I think they might have been doing some painting yesterday. So I'm guessing, as we said last time, Thanksgiving, it should be open, and they should be out of there.
But only for daytime.
Right, just for daytime until spring, and then the lighting goes in, the new lighting, replacement lighting, and then it'll be for 24 hours.
Okay. But not going to change anything. There's no air service or anything coming to Grinnell.
No. Alliant said no, they didn't want to come here. They're going to stay in Des Moines.
Okay. You never know. Mesa.
Well, you don't know.
Fly Easy, the airline that can't afford to crash.
Yeah. That's right.
Get those folks in there. You also had just a six-month get together with the EMS part, the EMS people.
We're going to first part of December. Okay. This was in the contract, is that every 6 months – excuse me. Sorry.
Go ahead. We'll talk amongst ourselves while the mayor gathers himself.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that. In the contract with CARE, that the county, the city, and the hospital would meet with CARE every 6 months to sort of just sit down and discuss what's going right, what's going wrong, if there are problems. I've not heard of any major problems, but it's time for us to sit down with them, and so we're going to do that the first week of December.
Okay. And you had a resolution approving a tax abatement application for 2013 Central Urban Revitalization.
Yeah, yeah. The area, of course, downtown that's for we finalized and made sure we had all the legal descriptions there. And then we had a couple of requests for various tax abatements. 1228 Reed Street, I think, was one, because they remodeled that house. And then we had a couple of zoning changes, which the zoning department had approved already, and we were just finalizing those. Okay. One was over on First Avenue, I believe, and if I remember, one's on Center Street.
And there's a new funerals house home coming to town.
Yes, there is. Yeah, there's a new funeral home. It'll be almost right across from the cemetery on that little short block, Prairie Street right there, that goes just one block and then turns onto Second. They've bought several pieces of property right up there, and trying to be good neighbors and trying to be very careful when they have funerals exiting and entering off of First Avenue, because there's just kind of a hill right there, if you're familiar with that street. And so we talked through several scenarios of what they might be able to do and what we could do for them. One of the things we definitely will do, probably for safety reasons, is to extend the 25-mile-an-hour speed limit on probably clear out to the railroad crossing, I would guess, or close to that.
Okay. Very good.
So,
all
yeah,
right. Did yeah. you have to rezone that area for that?
No.
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 Okay.
No. No.
And hopefully you'll get in good shape for Friday night for the lighting of the Central Park.
I hope so. It'll be a short speech, I'll tell you that. But I still have strength in my arm, so I'll throw the switch to turn the lights on.
Sounds like a plan. That's going to do it with this edition of Let's Talk with Mayor Dan Agnew. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Tim, for putting up with me.
There you go. And that'll do it for Let's Talk, brought to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. KGRN Grinnell, it's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Alert, another impeachment.